News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, 251-343-0106. That's the text line like Joel in Somerdale likes to use, or Jerry in Fort Morgan, or Sean, or unnamed texters, or whoever. Feel free. And if you want to call the show, you can also do that as well this hour. We are, right now, it looks like we are guest-free, so you can be the guest. And among the things we're going to be talking about, certainly, is gambling legislation. And now that it's passed the House, pretty dominant numbers, too.
Yeah, 70-32 passed the House. And we'll get into the specifics of what passed the House. But, you know, previously, last couple times that there's been a gambling bill in the legislature, it has started in the Senate.
And
passed.
Done well.
Yeah, it's just been dying in the House the last few times. So this year, they started in the House. They get it through pretty quickly when it comes to the amount of time it takes in session. I mean, they started debate on this and got it done within about a week, I guess. Maybe a little bit more than that.
Well, yeah, and probably some behind the scenes. Well, you can bet on it. Many behind the scenes wranglings and favors and demands and all this kind of stuff. But it passed pretty clearly.
And like Representative Matt Simpson said Friday on Midday Mobile, it's not like they just took, you know, a look at it and started thinking about it last week. This has been in the works for months, for a long time. So they kind of knew what they were getting into coming in. But now it goes to the Senate. And you're thinking, well, the Senate's passed this twice already. Should be easy, right? Should fly right on through. And then come November, we'll have a referendum on the ballot.
To vote, right.
To vote. Well, that doesn't seem to be the case. And a big hangup, at least with local legislators, is where exactly will these casinos be allowed to go? Now, there doesn't seem to be much worry about the casino in Mobile County. I don't hear anyone saying, oh, you can't put it there. Like, I think a lot of people are saying, put it in Gulf Quest. Or if they have to, you know, put it at the dog track where in Theodore, where it was originally going to go from the Senate bill a couple years ago.
Right.
There's not as much discussion about where a casino would go in Mobile County. The question is, if for some reason they're allowed to put a casino in Baldwin County, could they put it on the beach? And that's something that both Representative Simpson and State Senator Chris Elliott are worried about. And it was a great Friday of interviews for that specifically, because State Senator Elliott went on with Jeff Poore, as he does every Friday. And then State Representative Matt Simpson spent an hour with Sean on Midday Mobile discussing his side of things. So when this bill passed the House, you had House Bill 151, which basically is the amendment to the Constitution.
Right.
It allows gambling.
It's a big deal, but it's less complicated. We know what that does. It quickly, yes or no, right?
Right.
And now 152
lays everything else out.
Lays it all out, right.
For going forward. And the locations are pretty much the same that they've been discussing for years. You have the three casinos that are currently running and operated by the Porch Band of Creek Indians on tribal land. Atmore, of course, Wetumpka, Montgomery. And then they would get a fourth that's rumored to be in northeast Alabama, right? And then the other casinos, which would be bid for and then built by private operators.
Yeah, or repurposed like the dog track, right?
And then the gambling commission that they would install with this legislation would oversee that. Those counties that they have those set for would be Jefferson County, Macon County, Greene County, makes sense there, right? Lowndes, Houston, and Mobile County. So Elliott and Simpson's big worry is, what if one of those counties doesn't put a casino in, or what if the Porch Band of Creek Indians don't want to put their fourth casino that's yet to be built in northeast Alabama? So, where would they want to go?
So help me out here. The counties have already been laid out, and Baldwin County's not included, correct?
Correct.
But the fear is that the Porch Creek, because they're due another one, right? And they've got to negotiate that with the governor. The rumor or whatever has been that it's going to go up in the northern end of the state, but you're saying they look at Baldwin County lovingly and say, you know what, actually, that seems to be the concern.
Right, exactly.
And that's where Elliott's coming from, and that's where
Simpson.
Simpson's coming from. What one casino, be it at the beach or even be it at Owa, what kind of effect would that have on an already growing Baldwin County, an already traffic-snarled trying to get to the beach? Mm-hmm. When once you cross that canal, you're in it now. I mean, right. You're in beach traffic. We forget about it sometimes, and sometimes, but it is really just kind of, and it's wrenching traffic down there for the people that live down there. Would a casino, be a big enough change to the traffic flow alone, let alone any other issues you might have with it?
Yeah, because, I was thinking about this after I saw what State Senator Elliott said on Jeff's show and then over the weekend. And they are trying to widen 59, or they are widening it right now, make it a little smoother. And then, of course, you have that bridge that was much discussed over the last year. So, yeah. They're trying to make it easier to get on and off the island. But I could see the casino, and I've been saying it for years, and people have disagreed with me. I don't see how OWA, that wasn't the plan from the beginning, like the long-term plan, to eventually find a way to get a casino on or near that property there in Foley. But what Elliot is talking about is, what if they put a casino on the beach, Biloxi style? What if it's right next to Phoenix 99, or however many they have now?
Well, it seems like he's doing the work of the people here, right? Mm-hmm. By saying, hey, let's slow down here a little bit. But until we actually know exactly where that's going and what effect. Look, all right, let me be devil's advocate here for just a moment. Not that I've thought this completely through, but Biloxi's got how many casinos?
Good question. I don't even know.
They got 10 at least, probably, mm-hmm. right? Backwater and everything. I went to a casino. I don't go to the casinos. I went to a casino over the, maybe it was sometime in December with some friends, and was reminded by me going to the casino why I don't go to casinos. But anyway, that's just a personal preference. But so what effect has it had on Biloxi that we'd be so fearful of simply one in Baldwin County? I mean, there's an answer to that question. I'm mm-hmm. just not sure what it is. You can help me on the text line if you want.
Yeah, and Biloxi isn't exactly the crown jewel of the Gulf Coast beach-wise, like we are, right? They don't have the nicest beaches.
No, they
it's
don't.
Not the best place
no.
to go get in the water. So there are some different differences there in that case, but I don't know. I was just, picture a night you've spent down at the beach. If you're on the water and you open that door at a certain point at night, it's quiet, man. All you hear are the waves. It's actually not quiet. It's loud, but
because
it's Mother Nature loud, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So would a casino really lessen the quality of life down there? That's the big question. Now, with Matt Simpson's amendment, the bill initially said that if no license was granted in Houston or Lowndes counties within 5 years, then the Gaming Commission would be allowed to give those licenses to other areas. And Simpson and some of these other legislators said, hey, that could be a loophole, and somebody might try to put a casino somewhere else that hasn't been discussed in this legislation. So what Simpson did, and this is regarding just House Bill 152, not the amendment to the legislation.
Correct.
I mean, not the the referendum. Simpson offered a floor amendment clarifying that licenses in Houston and Lowndes counties would remain in those localities. And his amendment also explained that the Gaming Commission could only transfer a gaming license to a different owner and not to another county. And Simpson, who's a great dude, he laid this out on Midday Mobile with Sean, why he decided to do that. Here is some of the audio from Matt Simpson on Friday.
What I wanted to do was make sure that the bill, there wasn't the wool pulled over the people's eyes. Because I don't want to issue, hey, you're voting on this bill to say there's 7 licenses that can be issued in these 7 counties, and then they vote and then something happens and be like, oh, well, never mind, now we're coming to Baldwin County. Let the people be aware of what they're voting, but don't hide the ball on the back end to say, never mind, we can transfer this. So we've eliminated the transfer process through this. You can transfer licenses, like if you own a
different company, but you have to stay in that county.
But you have to stay in that county.
So at the time that State Senator Elliott went on with Jeff on Friday, he hadn't had enough time to really read through the bill that had been sent to the Senate. By Saturday, that was not the case. Elliot had read through it, and then he posted on social media his concerns. He said, quote, the House gambling legislation provides scant protection from casinos in Baldwin County. A simple subsequent change in the law would allow casinos on Alabama's beaches with only a majority vote of the legislature. We have 8.5 million visitors here each year. They will be coming. And then he finished his tweet with $3 signs. So he's worried about it coming down to the beach. And his move now, Elliott's, is to add a constitutional amendment to HB 151, not 152, where Simpson had added the amendment, but 151, where it would take a 3/5 override from the legislature and a vote of the people to change that law. So just the exact same way that we would have to legalize gambling in the state going forward, you'd have to do the same thing, put it on the ballot, and allow the people of Alabama to vote. After a 3/5 of the legislature says we can move these casinos to another county, it would have to go to a vote if Elliott's amendment makes it through on the Senate side.
Is that 3/5 of the entire legislature or with the Senate?
3/5, I think, of the entire legislature, the House and then Senate, or however they started off there. But, you know, right now, Elliott says he doesn't see the legislation passing as it is in the Senate.
I will tell you right now that based on the mood of the chamber and the members that I have talked to, I do not think this bill has the votes to move forward as it is now. Now, that sounds like a dramatic statement, but that should not be surprising. The Senate is going to want to make, and individual senators are going to want to make changes and amendments to the legislation, and that's part of the process.
Now, what I'd like to see this morning are some people who support Simpson and Elliott here, because all I've seen on the text line are people who aren't happy with what they've heard from Simpson or Elliott, and it seems to be people in Baldwin County who are saying, hey, you know, why shut it down for Baldwin County? You're pro-gambling in the state, which isn't actually – they're pro the right of referendum. Both of them have said that they're not necessarily going to be a yes vote come November, but a yes vote to allow the people to vote. But there were a lot of people on the text line and on the phones on Friday who weren't happy with what Simpson or Elliott had to say.
Is that right?
Yeah, and Simpson, he talked a bit more about this. Let me play this clip for you.
My concern has always been the welfare of Baldwin County. The concern of we're the family-friendly tourist destination. That's what we label ourselves. That's what we have. You want to come down with your family, and that's what we spend your vacations doing. If you change this up, if you open it up where it's just a blanket, anybody can go anywhere and anybody can do anything, my biggest concern is every casino owner can buy up. They're playing with Monopoly money. They can buy up every condo between Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. There is nowhere else in the war in America that can give you that resort process, that resort property where you have access to the beach and you can go to the water and look, come do gaming here. It changes fundamentally everything we are as a county.
So your thoughts, would love to hear from you this morning. 251-343-0106. You can give us a call or text. What do you think about that? Is this all overblown? The worry about maybe a casino landing on a Baldwin County beach one day? Or should they just, you know, pass this thing through and let the people in the private industry decide?
A couple of texts real quick before we get to the break. It says, why not have a lottery and call it a day? I think a lot of people would be okay with that. What do you think?
Elliott said the same thing on Friday. He said he could see a simple lottery just passing immediately. But powers that be, you know, they won't let that happen. All the big players in this that we've talked about for years, they don't want to just see straight gaming, straight lottery. They want casinos in there, and they want sports betting in there.
Also, it's pointed out that Poarch Creek owns the Mobile Greyhound Park now. Is that a fact? Because if it's a fact and I once knew it, I'm not so certain of it right now.
Yeah, I don't know. Escaped me once.
Yeah, but anyway.
They bought it up?
I think they bought it up, yeah. So, again, it looks like the Poarch Creek can negotiate and is going to negotiate with Governor Ivey about in this whole deal, they get one new one, right? Where's it going is the question, basically. 820, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 and 251-343-0106. Your phone calls, your texts, certainly welcome. What a scapegoat. Dalton blaming the demise of Panama City on Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
Country artist.
Did we talk about family-friendly beaches or not?
You remember, they got in bed with MTV back around 2003, 2005, something, whatever.
I know I spent a lot of spring breaks watching that, let me tell you.
You were happy it wasn't family-friendly at that time.
Yeah, 11, 12, 13 years old. Yeah. I loved it.
From the text line, could the Baldwin County Planning Commission or the cities of Orange Beach and Gulf Shores Council ban casinos in their respective jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly how that works, or they could. They could, and then it could be reversed. I mean, it's kind of like an argument that I don't think it'd be concrete. I don't know. Any law can be reversed or rescinded.
They could do that. The legislature is worried about losing the power, right? They don't want to see that responsibility passed on to some commission or council somewhere that they don't know of, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if it's one within their jurisdiction. They want to kind of have that power to say,
sure.
Right? Jerry in Fort Morgan says, I really think you're missing the point on the gambling thing. As soon as the Constitution is amended, the elected officials are back in charge of what happens. So an argument there from Jerry, which I could certainly see, that this is a Trojan horse, right? To get it in, mm-hmm. legalize it.
And then it's up to
them. And it's out of our hands
after
that. This texter said, lottery only at best, no casinos, leave Baldwin County out of it. A couple different texts on OWA. So unnamed texter just texted in, a casino at the beach or OWA would be a big mistake. I live in Foley and 59 at the beach, and the Beach Express is full of traffic in fall and spring. In fall and winter, it's the snowbirds. In spring, it's the beachgoers. Lower Baldwin's infrastructure cannot handle any more growth now.
That would be a concern of mine for sure.
And, you know, they're working on that. They're working on the infrastructure to get more people across, and maybe money from casinos would help pay for that. I don't know. Let me find this other
How
one.
How about the casinos paid for the I-10 bridge?
Why not, right? I mean, why not?
Do you want us to come to your casino? If a casino ends up in Baldwin County, would you like our business or not?
Yeah. If people are using the new 10 Bayway or whatever the bridge mm-hmm. to get to Baldwin County to gamble, it only makes sense to me, right, that you use it for something like that rather than throwing another billion on the ETF or whatever they're going
to
do.
How about a casino next to Bucky's?
Why not? How about inside of Bucky's? This texter said it's only common sense to put the casino at OWA. The property is available. Easy access from the Beach Express. Restaurants and hotels are already on the property.
Yeah.
And the Indian casinos are better organized for operation. I've thought that the entire time. And there have been a lot of people who have pushed back using that family-friendly. No, Porch Band of Creek Indians, they want this to just be a family-centric Disneyland kind mm-hmm. of place.
Mm-hmm.
It just, to me, they haven't been getting, and maybe they have more recently. I've certainly seen the park pretty full, but there have been a lot of days I've gone by and there's like no one there. So if the intent is long term to just have OWA as, you know, Tropic Falls and the roller coasters and everything, are they going to be able to stay in business like that for a very, very long time?
Yes.
Or was the intent to put a casino there?
I think the first answer is yes, because conversations I've had with people who are pretty much in the know are like, yeah, they could afford to do that as a nicety, kind of like, hey, mm-hmm. we're going to take care of the little kids going to the beach and check it all out, and they would not ever lose money at a rate that would even frighten them.
But they're not a charity business.
But that's just one corner of the presentation.
Right.
Like, we're going to give this to you, and eventually, what are they going to get?
And
I would guess that's part of it,
and
right?
They can use that, right, when they're talking about things like opening gambling up to the rest of the state. They say, hey, look, we're doing a lot more than just gambling in the state. We've got this going on and this going on.
That's my terribly uneducated guess. That is my guess.
Matt texted in, said, I thought Senator Elliott said Baldwin County people did not want gaming for lottery. Sure sounds like he didn't poll enough people based on y'all's text line. There's a lot of people that are saying, hey, if you're going to open up gambling, open it up and quit trying to legislate Baldwin County out of it. And there's a lot of people that are on the same side as Elliott and Simpson. They're just not making themselves as known on our text line as those who are against it.
830 FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and Mobile Mornings. Straight ahead.
Hey, 834 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on a Monday. Right now, it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louis Arata. Hey, Louis.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. Weather is perfect. And also perfect is that lot over at McConnell Automotive. Man, I was just checking out the rides online, and you got some good ones.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a great day. Y'all come out and see us or check out all that merchandise we have online at McConnellAutomotive.com. We got some low interest rates. Those new trucks over there, and got a bunch of them. I mean, they're coming in daily. Got Yukons, got AT4s, just about whatever you want. So, just like I said, check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. If you got any questions, 251-476-4141.
And, of course, if someone's looking to get a new vehicle, they can trade theirs in, but you're also just buying them, right?
That's right. Jane and Mike are on the phone all day long trying to buy cars. And you want to get rid of one, just give them a call and give them the VIN and the miles and a little description, and they'll give you a price right over the phone.
All right. We appreciate it, Louie.
Hey, thank y'all.
Louie Arata, you'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street just east of I-65, and that website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
On the text line, and at this point, I don't know who even sent it. Anyway, you said there will be a casino in Baldwin County, and it will be at OWA.
That's Walt. Yeah, yeah, Walt from Walt. Somerdale had put that down.
Okay.
Jerry in Fort Morgan said if the money stayed in the county that the gambling – hold on, we're waiting for this thing to load. Jerry says if the money stayed in the county that the gambling hall was located in, it would be possible to help with roads and bridges. However, that's not possible in Alabama. But maybe that's something that some of our local senators can hold over the head of everyone who wants to see this thing pass before it makes it through. Maybe find a way to get a little bit more money for Southwest Alabama. I don't know. Hasn't worked in the past much, has it?
Cheese Wagon wants to do? He's got the idea. And this is not a novel idea. I've heard it in the past. Anyway, turn the causeway into Casino Row.
Oh, my goodness.
There you have
people would be, if hurricane, flooding on the causeway, they would be swimming to get to those casinos if they had to. I just saw London Bridge. Did you know, back before London Bridge, the one about the song, the song's about, before they demolished it, I didn't know they had, like, shops and homes and everything built over the London Bridge. So people would walk through the bridge, and they'd be walking under people's homes and under businesses. I could see the causeway doing that. Building Harrah's Casino over the causeway so you drive through it.
Well, if they built on the causeway, they would be elevated. You know, they're not going to just be dum-dums. But wasn't it one time London Bridge in Arizona?
Yeah. Didn't they send it over there? I think you're right.
I think it was for
a while. Yeah. Yeah. Rock and Roll Doctor says, Baldwin County being family-friendly is a paper tiger argument. Tell me a beach that doesn't say they're family friendly. Maybe Rio. Does Panama City Beach, do they bill themselves as family friendly? Well,
that was what we were joking about before the break. So you remember, whatever it was, it had to be 15 years ago at least, Panama City got into bed basically with MTV, and they created spring breaks that were really upending that whole community. And they were like, that was it seemed like a good move at the time, right? Any publicity is good. MTV, they're going to be the spring break capital, but I don't think it turned out as well as they had hoped because it just got too crazy.
Yeah, and I think, along the Gulf Coast, of course, I'm partial to our portion of the Gulf Coast with Orange Beach and Gulf Shores and Fort Morgan, but all the way down the Florida, west coast of Florida, you've got some really nice family-friendly beaches. Orange Beach and Gulf Shores billing themselves as family-friendly, I think, is accurate. I've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
I agree.
I've been taking them down there since the 5-year-old was a newborn. Yep. And I've had the general worry, of having kids in public anywhere. But it's not a place where I'm like, oh, man, we got to be really careful in Gulf Shores this week. Who knows what's going to be going on? No, it's a family-friendly place. Yeah. I feel free to take them anywhere,
Well,
basically.
Remember when there was a shooting last fall right there at 59 and Beach Road.
At the hangout, basically.
It was just so shocking and unusual, where shootings are happening all the time. We don't think twice about it when it happens in Mobile and now even some parts of Baldwin County, unfortunately. But it is family friendly, and I would like for it to remain family friendly. We've got only one beach. Well, we got Dauphin Island too. Other than that, that's it, right? Our state is very limited with our beachfront property and beachfront and chance to enjoy the surf and the water and all that stuff. I would like for it to stay that way. But here's my question: if you live in or have lived in Mississippi, what's the result been? The casinos in Biloxi and Gulfport. What has it done to
the economy, the people,
the quality of life? What has it done in Mississippi that you would warn? If you had a chance to warn Baldwin County, Well, here's what we could have. Here's what could happen,
mm-hmm.
and it would be A, B, and C. And again, in Mississippi, they've got, I don't want to say countless, but I know there's a definitive number, but they've got a bunch of casinos in those two city areas.
You know, the most ridiculous thing to happen, we can argue about this for months and then watch it fail in November if it does make it to the ballot. How about that? After all this discussion, what would happen there? Matt says lottery. Actually, I'm sorry. Let's see. This is from a different texter. L.A. and Fairhope says lottery only at best. No casinos. Leave Baldwin County out of it. And that was a part that Elliot talked about on Jeff's show Friday also. I want to play this whole clip for you because I think it lays out where he stands on this issue right now.
I will tell you this. I am certainly in favor of a lottery. My constituents want the ability to vote on a lottery. I think that, you know, that's something that the state of Alabama needs to do. The sports betting, I am a little bit more hesitant on, but I will tell you, I think there is a lot of sports betting going on in Alabama already, and the argument to move forward with legislation that regulates that sports betting is a good one. I think there's more sports betting going on than there is, you know, a lot of the other stuff that people are, you know, wringing their hands over. So to the extent the argument is we need to regulate that, it certainly would apply to sports betting. Jeff, I'm not convinced that wholesale casino gambling at 7 to 10, and you have to be careful how you look at those different locations, but 7 to 10 locations across the entire state of Alabama is good for the people of the state of Alabama. And so, you know, the problem, as it always has been and always will be in Alabama because of the politics, is that we likely will only get to look at a comprehensive bill like this. And that may very well, as I ask those questions to myself, what's good for the state, what's good for the people of the state, the fact that this is an all or nothing thing may very well influence my vote one way or the other.
So one thing that Elliot said there that was interesting was he is, keep Baldwin County out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's against it anyway.
Yeah.
Across the state of Alabama, he thinks that it's not a good thing. And of course, you've got the argument that, look, if we bring in the legit gambling, then we're going to, you know, you got like a little stadium in Choctaw County where they're frog fighting or whatever. However they're making their betting revenue. But there's all these different hot spots out there behind the scenes, behind the grocery store, behind the BP station or whatever. Where mm-hmm. They're doing some gambling and they want to wipe that out as well. That's part of the argument for pro-gaming.
And it's a major part. Porch Band of Creek Indians feel the same way.
Yeah.
They want to. It sounds like they are a no unless they clean up the illegal gambling that's going on. They've made that pretty clear as well, just like some of the legislators you've talked about.
Yeah, it seems to be a point they're trying to drive home in favor of is to wipe out the those who are doing it all illegally.
Tim says, look out for the park in Orange Beach. You're talking about the waterfront park there? I don't know. He said, I will never vote for any type of gambling. CB Carl says, the Pleasure Island has sold its soul for money a long time ago. After spending most of my life here, nothing surprises me anymore. Will texted in and said, I just don't understand. We have strip clubs. We have bars of all shapes and sizes. What's the problem? There's strip clubs in Baldwin County? Is there? I don't think there's a strip club in Gulf Shores or Orange Beach.
I don't think so.
That I know of.
Oh.
Not any that I've been to. I'll tell you that much.
I tell you, I've been looking day and night.
He said, not to mention everybody supporting every other state around us with gambling. This texter, why doesn't Elliot and Simpson just say they oppose gaming? And they, at least Simpson did. He said he's going to vote no in November. But just like so many of these other state legislators, he's been saying he still feels that the people of Alabama should be allowed to vote. He just doesn't want it coming to his county, and he doesn't want it to pass.
Yeah, and as far as the lottery and a casino, I think they're different. You can break it down and say they're entirely different subjects.
Yeah,
the casino would have more of an effect
on the footprint, specific.
More physically on the footprint, and it could drive more traffic. It could drive this or that. But again, my question to anybody in Mississippi that has experienced that change in your coastline over the last, I guess it was 30 years ago or so when they did it, maybe late 80s, early 90s. But what about it do you not like? What about it do you think has been a good thing for your community? Just curious.
Gardner says some spring break weeks are not completely family friendly. And well, yeah, for sure. But you could see the council down there has been trying to legislate family friendly back into spring break, right? They've been going years without allowing alcohol on the beaches, or at least you're not supposed to take alcohol on the beaches. Remember, they wouldn't even let the shark, wouldn't even let someone on the other side of the beach boulevard there. They wouldn't let them put a big shark outside their store because they were worried about the look for Gulf Shores. So imagine discussing a casino.
They felt that the shark would be intimidating to the children.
Right.
Scaring children when all you have to do is say, yeah, it's just a plastic thing. Come on, let's go.
So if
go
ahead
and buy a t-shirt.
If a massive plastic shark, they're worried about that scaring the kids. How about a bunch of gambling addicts show up?
How about, Wayne Newton on Thursday and Friday?
That's pretty dang scary.
Have you heard that guy? Yeah, that's scary to me.
Don says,
give me Tom Jones.
Good morning. Maybe we could get Austell to build high-tech casino cruise ships, and they could sail out of the port of Mobile daily. I like these ideas. Our crowdsourcing here is better than anyone's.
Yeah.
let's see here. And there's just been so many texts. One more here we'll get to, and then we'll try to move on to something else. Couldn't Baldwin County just pass an ordinance that would disallow casinos within the next miles of the coast? Yeah, and that would be within the specific, either the county commission or the city councils for each different city. You can see that happening. And then Moz said, could the Baldwin County, same thing there. So a lot of people asking the same question whether or not locally they could do it. The thing is, that's a short-term thing that could be turned around. And the legislature, I don't think, wants to give them that power.
Yeah, I think you're right. Interesting conversation this morning, and a couple of very interesting conversations on Friday, where suddenly they're showing their cards a little bit. The Senate now, since this legislation passed the House, just flew on by. And what's the biggest difference? I'll try to look this over. Between the legislation, we've had two pieces of legislation that passed, started and made it through the Senate, died in the House.
Mm-hmm.
One, maybe two, right? And what's the biggest difference between those legislations and the one that we have now, where suddenly Elliott says, I don't think he had the votes in the House. Well, what's the difference?
Or in the Senate.
In the Senate, rather. And so what's the big difference that is going to impede that vote?
I don't know. Maybe because at this point it's become real. And that maybe when they passed in the Senate previously, they had an idea it wasn't going to make it through the House. That's the case.
That's not a bad guess.
Have you bought your Trump sneakers yet? You seen those? Sneaker con?
Michael Jordan is losing his mind right now, right?
He's worried about the business.
Yeah.
Trump's coming for it. He's going to need to sell a lot of those sneakers if this Engoron ruling stands.
Yeah.
Break down the ridiculousness of that ruling from New York on Friday. And the latest from the Fonnie Willis trial, where she is now the one on trial. We'll discuss that on the way.
Interesting text on the text line here. Some of you think that certain state senators are influenced by lobbyists. Wash your
mouth
out with soap, right? Right there, that's no. You get back to your phone and stop that terrible texting.
You imagine the money coming out of Mississippi, very much anti-casino and lottery and sports betting for Alabama.
You would think.
Florida and Tennessee and Georgia, they don't want to see a lottery pass in Alabama. So imagine
not
there's some players from there coming in.
Yeah, not unless they're part of the action.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a casino, let's see. So it's MGM is the big one in Biloxi, right? They own that little ballpark and they own Beau Rivage. I don't know what else they own, but they own that. So if MGM...
they probably own some liens on houses around the area.
Probably so. That's how gambling works, y'all. But I blew $100 in about 29 minutes. I didn't have any money for freaking lunch, goodbye. But so it may depend on if, for instance, if they were going to build something in Mobile County or something brand new, if it could be an MGM property, maybe the money wise, it balances out. It's okay.
That might be. You might have some big. I'm sure you do have some of the big casino operators who are pro getting it passed in Alabama, so that they can get some of the action, right?
Yeah, I guess so. And it depends on if you've got the property in Mississippi or not, because there's other gambling entities out there, I'm sure.
So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I know Jeff will have a lot more on this on his show today as he gets started here in the next about 12 minutes. He'll be on, and he'll have Dale Jackson on today as well. And I also want to hear Jeff's take on this whole Trump thing. It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me that this has been allowed to happen. And this $355 million ruling against Trump.
It's number one of our three big things. The $355 million New York fraud ruling against Donald Trump. And paragraph here, and I'll let you take it from there. Trump stands to puts a serious dent in his bank account, but it is the non-monetary punishments that could be particularly painful for his company.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not surprised that that's the way Ingeron ruled. What was surprising to me is I wasn't even taking into account the interest that would be charged on that fine. And they said he already, according to the New York Attorney General's office, already owes nearly $100 million dollars in pre-judgment interest. So if you're looking at starting point where he owes $455 million.
And his liquid assets may be less than that.
Right around $300 million they were estimating
for
his liquid assets? Okay, yeah, $400 million in cash.
Estimate. So if he's got $400 million and already he's starting from behind.
Yeah, and it said a real estate fire sale may be the only way for him to pay that off. But I wasn't surprised at the ruling. I am surprised that we've gotten to a point where that blatant
partisan.
I mean, these same people that are complaining about the end of democracy, you've got a judicial system right now mm-hmm. and a political administration that is throwing everything in the book at Trump. If you don't think they want to Navalny Trump like mm-hmm. Putin did Navalny, you're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. They're going after him with every single thing they have. And I don't know. I know they're going to try to appeal this. I don't know how high up it can go or whether he can get out of it. But it's running them out of New York, at least for the time being.
And it could run other businesses out of New York, too. When they see a ruling like that, they're like, you know what? We're sitting ducks mm-hmm. here.
I'm sure it has. You talk about two of the most high-profile businessmen, not just in America, but in the world, Elon Musk mm-hmm. and Donald Trump, who they just they're both like, no, we're not setting up businesses in blue states anymore because they're going to use their partisan judges mm-hmm. to do everything they can to ruin us. And that's exactly what Ingeron did on Friday.
And some outlets are hailing Fani Willis as a hero.
Yeah.
And a black woman standing up to the white man. That was some of the reviews that I saw on channels that you probably don't watch. but I do my scoping out on things like that on YouTube, where mm-hmm. I can just kind of pull up a little clip of this or that.
You mean you're not watching Joy Reid every night?
But Joy Reid ended up on my YouTube channel mm-hmm. and on YouTube, and it was just... again, I say this all the time. You know, I'm walking through the woods. Is that a frog or is that a pine cone? Well, when I get to it, then at least I know what it is. It's a pine cone, mm-hmm. okay? But we look at frogs and pine cones, and we disagree over them no matter how close you get. There are people that just were applauding her behavior and her testimony when... Just the cash thing alone. Talking about I have $20,000 in cash no matter wherever I lay mm-hmm. my head.
Yeah.
That's it. And I would recommend that for women. Is what the heck are you talking
and they
about?
They made that racial as well when Fani Willis's father got on the stand on Friday and he had watched the previous day's testimony. The judge told the witnesses they weren't allowed to watch anything from the previous day.
But he had
her father had. He said it was a black person thing. That black folks keep a ton of cash around the house. Well, it's, you know, I know a lot of white people that keep cash on them all the time too, but the story doesn't add up. And most of us saw when Fani Willis took to the stand an unhinged person who had been caught in a lie.
And cocky and arrogant too. Because she's like, if you're going to blame me, you're blaming black women, period.
Yeah. But half of America saw her as someone standing up and, pushing back.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was half, but, just to see that side of the argument. Kind of mind-blowing, actually. Not surprising, though. 8:59, Jeff Poor on the way next.